The Bush administration today is set to make key decisions about the detention of former Taliban and Al-Qaeda fighters at the U.S. Naval Base in Guantanamo Bay, Cuba. Administration officials say President Bush and his National Security Council will consider whether the rules of war set in the Geneva Conventions apply to the battle against terrorism. Defense Secretary Donald Rumsfeld says the Guantanamo detainees are not entitled to the rights granted prisoners of war under the Geneva Conventions. Rumsfeld visited the Guantanamo base yesterday. NPR's Tom Jelton traveled with him.
Defense Secretary Donald Rumsfeld scheduled his trip to Guantanamo reluctantly. It was a Sunday. His daughters were in town visiting. "It's not that I had nothing else to do today," he told the reporters who were with him. But the Guantanamo detention camp has become a big issue for the administration. Some allies, including Britain, have complained about the conditions at Guantanamo, and now there's a debate inside the administration over whether the detainees might be considered prisoners of war under the Geneva Conventions. Speaking on his plane on the flight down to Cuba, Rumsfeld made his own view crystal clear.
"They are not POWs. They will not be determined to be POWs."
Clearly, the issue was on his mind. Newspapers over the weekend had reported that Secretary of State Colin Powell was prepared to argue that the administration should consider setting up a tribunal to determine on a case-by-case basis whether any of the Guantanamo detainees might be considered POWs. Rumsfeld says the issue is mostly irrelevant because the detainees at Guantanamo are getting a treatment every bit as humane as a POW could expect. Four U.S. senators were with Rumsfeld on the trip to Guantanamo, in addition to the news media. An Army Lieutenant Colonel Bill Costello was the tour guide.
"The detainees are placed on buses, much like these, except they don't have air conditioners. And they roll down this road to get to the ferry landing. This is the leeward side of Guantanamo Bay."
The tour yesterday retraced the route the detainees take from their landing at the airfield to the detention facility, Camp X-Ray, a complex of open-air cells surrounded by a chain-link fence and razor wire. The reporters were stopped about 100 yards away, just close enough to make out the detainees in their orange jumpsuits sitting or standing in their cells. The camp is near capacity now. U.S. troops can be seen erecting new facilities.
"Yeah, what you see are Navy Seabees, construction battalion sailors, who are building additional enclosures similar to the ones that the detainees currently house. They're comprised of a concrete slab as a floor. There are chain link fence as the walls, aluminum pipe for support. The roofs are made of wood and then covered with aluminum for drainage when the weather gets wet."
Lieutenant Colonel Costello points out the showers, the latrines, the buildings where the detainees are interrogated, and the heavy security measures.
"There are 9 guard towers around the camp, as well as roving patrols of Marines that watch the outer perimeter. Army MPs patrol the inside and are the actual wardens or prison guards, to use the civilian term."
While the visitors stand outside the camp gates, a Muslim call to prayer can be heard. It's sung by a Muslim chaplain the U.S. military has brought in. Speaking to reporters later, the chaplain says the detainees with whom he has spoken are concerned less about the conditions under which they're being held than by questions about their future. After touring the facility, Democratic Senator Dianne Feinstein of California said she could not understand why anyone would object to the Guantanamo facility.
"I've been in more than half of California's prisons. I've been in about 7 Japanese prisons and in several facilities in Europe, so I know what they look like. And I'll be very candid with you. I would much rather be here in an 8x8 with a breeze than locked down in Folsom Prison in California."
The U.S. commander of the Guantanamo operation, a Marine Corps Brigadier General, Michael Leonard, says he has noticed that the detainees are beginning to get their bearings. The prisoners are able to talk among themselves through the chain-link fences, leaders are emerging, and they could even be thinking about what they could get away with here.
These are individuals that were captured on a battlefield. They are professionals as well, and they're doing the same thing that detainees, which is what we call them, or prisoners would do in any area. They're checking out their environment and determining what their options and their opportunities are. Our view is we're not going to give them any.
Talking about these former fighters as professionals captured on a battlefield General Leonard seems willing at least to think of these detainees as prisoners of war, entitled to some minimum respect. When a reporter asks if they can choose their own leaders to speak for them, General Leonard seems disposed to agree.
Under the Geneva Conventions, they are allowed to be represented, and we haven't got there yet. Remember, ma'am, that the detainees have been here for only 15 days. That's the longest any detainee has been here.
But this question raises that touchy subject of whether the detainees might actually be entitled to POW status. Secretary Rumsfeld, standing alongside, is not quite satisfied with General Leonard's answer.
Sir?
If I'm not mistaken, that issue pertains to prisoners of war, which these people are not.
Secretary Rumsfeld is determined to make that point this day. He has argued repeatedly that a war on terrorism is not a conventional war when states mobilize regular armies against each other. The fighters captured in Afghanistan, the six alleged al-Qaeda terrorists brought here recently from Bosnia, and whoever else might be moved to Guantanamo are, in Secretary Rumsfeld's view, fighters who should not expect to be treated under the international rules of war laid out in the Geneva Conventions.
The al-Qaeda are so obviously a part of a terrorist network, as opposed to being part of an army, and that's a very different thing. And it's important for people to recognize that this is a different circumstance, the war on terrorism. It requires a different template in our thinking, and all of the normal ways that we think about things simply don't work.
On the other hand, it is still a war, the latest fought by the U.S. military, but neither the first nor the last. Significantly, senior U.S. military commanders are among those who argue that the Guantanamo detainees should be treated in line with normal POW practice. This goes beyond this one war, says one senior officer. We have precedents at stake here. American soldiers will find themselves captured at some point, the officer says, and then we'll want to make sure that principles of the Geneva Conventions are fully applied. Tom Gelton, NPR News, Guantanamo Bay, Cuba.